Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parta, talking Holton Wildcat football. Holton 2-0 on the season, still in the top five of the Class 3A rankings, and another hard-fought win in the second outing against Chapman. Game that was 24-14 final, but Holton did trail at one point in the contest in the first half and certainly had to work hard, Coach. Chapman, a pretty good team and able to control the ball and run the ball. What were some of your biggest takeaways as you've had a chance to kind of go back and look at the film and such from the Chapman contest?
Well, they really did a nice job getting off the ball, and their fullback did a really nice job kind of running through the clouds and hitting small seams and just sticking it up in there. So I give them credit for that. But, you know, at the same time, I don't think I had as well prepared for the G scheme, and we didn't make adjustments early in the first half to play that. And I thought it got a little bit better in the second half. And offensively, pretty good overall, but we're not real disciplined. We make a lot of small mistakes that hold us up.
Breaking down the offense a little bit, and I guess defensively as well, when talking about your linemen, you've obviously had a few guys in and out, and it seems like you're rotating different guys, not only in and out, but kind of different positions on the line as well. Is the line still a work in progress, and what are some of the things that you hope to accomplish kind of with having some flexibility and versatility with those linemen?
Well, you know, we're not quite as deep due to injuries and other things as we thought we would be on the offensive line, but we always move our offensive line around to kind of create matchups to what people are doing defensively, and as the year goes, they get a little smarter and a little more intelligent about their approach and their blocking schemes, and hopefully make fewer mistakes than we're making right now. And then defensively, you know, you have to move people around depending on what people do and who they have up front and trying to get the right matchup.
You also completed a couple passes again this week. Matt Lears, Charlie Gillen had another nice catch. So you've thrown the ball about 12 times now through the first couple games. Is that something with your personnel that you feel like you will be able to utilize a little bit more this year?
Well, we think we have several people that can catch the ball, and Matt throws a nice ball. And on top of that, his ability to scramble creates some problems for defenses as well. So we're going to have to continue to develop that part of our game. But we also want to stay out of situations where we have to pass. We want to pass when we want to.
One other thing that had to be pretty encouraging last week is that you seemed to be able to break off a few more longer plays. There weren't a lot of those in week one, and I know you preach that a lot, and it takes a few different things to happen, not just a running back breaking a tackle or two, but do you feel like the big play potential is still there and maybe saw some more signs of that last week?
Well, we do think we have guys that can do that, and it takes our offense a while to get going during the season. And we got some blocks downfield out of our offensive linemen we had not been getting, and I think we'll get more of those. But I thought we blocked and finished blocks up front on the line of scrimmage pretty well, and that gave our guys some chances to break some tackles and, you know, make it an unfair situation, a one-on-one situation for the defense. And we do have guys that can break tackles and do that.
Jaden Fletcher over 150 yards rushing. Jace Boswell, another nice night rushing as well. The Wildcats hit the road for the first time this season, and we'll preview a Week 3 Big 7 League matchup at Perry Lecompton right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Parta. The Wildcats at Perry Lecompton this week. First time on the road, Coach, and kind of a twist. Probably figured you'd be facing a 2-0 Perry Lecompton team, but they're stinging a bit. They were -6 defensive starters at Hiawatha last week and ended up losing 21-7. So obviously your only losses all last season were both against Perry Lecompton. So a lot of storylines it would seem going into this game. What are the main thoughts going through the coach's mind heading into week three?
Well, I think clearly missing some guys had an influence on them, and I don't think they're a deep team, and that probably hurt them more. Just the situation they're in, had to play some younger people, and we expect those guys to be back, and I think they have a solid group and an athletic quarterback, and they're just really a tough team to defend. Everything they do fits together so well.
Different personnel, of course, as they graduated a heavy senior class, but a lot of similarities, I guess, and a lot of same keys for you facing Perry this year as the two matchups you had last season?
Well, you know, clearly they don't have 2- and 3-year starters right now, so their package is a little smaller on offense than it would have been, and I'm sure they're fighting to get that experience, so it makes it a little bit easier for us. But, you know, we're going to have to play well. They've got some big kids up front and a lot of speed, and then again, a very athletic quarterback, and that's what makes them dangerous.
You mentioned the mistakes in the first segment. I think around 9 penalties last week, so still feel like getting in shape and just cleaning things up is a focal point here going into week 3 again this week?
Well, I thought our conditioning really improved last week, and, you know, some of that wasn't really our fault. It was just weather conditions, and I think it will continue to improve this week. Now, we just really need to get more disciplined and a little more intelligent in our approach, and I think we'll make progress.
Three games in a row here on the road, is that a big deal? I mean, is that something that you worry about or think about or have to approach some things differently with your team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is making sure we get all the stuff on the bus. You know, I grew up in Western Kansas, and we drove 2 hours to games all the time. So I don't think a 35, 45-minute bus trip makes too big a difference for us. But it does help to hurt to not have your home crowd and some of that comfort.
Well, hopefully another good outing and end result here in week three at Perry LeCompton. Coach, best of luck Friday night. We'll see you there. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head coach for the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats on KNZA are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmers State Bank.